Good morning. 6:17 a.m. on Monday, October the 14th. And yeah, I'm walking. I'm not 100%. I'm better than I have been, which is some small benefit. I did get a good night's sleep last night. That makes a big difference. I've had a couple of really decent nights' sleep. And I forgot to turn Endomondo on this morning, so I have no idea what the mile markers will be. 17 minutes passed. I left pretty close to straight up 6 o'clock, so I've been doing pretty well on the first mile. If I make it back by 6:34, that'll be 17 minutes on the back mile. It's certainly not something I am pushing to achieve. What I'm pushing to achieve today is to try to regain some semblance of normalcy before I toss it all over the fence again and go to Mile High Con on the weekend. So I'll be cruising down there Friday. I'll come back Sunday afternoon, evening. It's not that far, I think. Maud. About 75 minutes, and I'll go during off rush hour and return on a Sunday afternoon, which is not typically too busy. I'm not sure what I'm thinking about today. It's been so long since I've walked. I had my birthday on Saturday. 61 complete orbits of the sun. I've come a long way to wind up where I started. And actually, truth, astrophysical truth, is that it's not really where I started, because the sun's been moving the whole time, dragging the Earth with it as it goes. So yeah, 61 years back there, there's a location that's where I was when I started making these orbits. I didn't get any coffee before I left this morning, so I'm feeling kind of logy. And my hips or legs are telling me, it's been 3 days since you did this. I did overdress for the walk this morning. It's dark. It's really dark. Ah, the eastern sky is beginning to lighten a little bit now. There wasn't even a glimmer of the dawn when I came out. So, for 20 minutes, it's pretty astonishing how much the light has changed. Orion is overhead, the moon should still be down behind the planet. It should be chasing the sun up this morning. We just went past the new moon. So they've traded relative positions in the sky, and the sun will rise before the moon does. So last week got pretty much nothing accomplished in terms of writing work, although I did spend a certain amount of time contemplating Tanith Fairport. It was around this time in 2009 that I accepted the Mer Lafferty challenge that put me on the path of Tanith. My knee is telling me, oh, you wanted to use me today. Oh, there was one bit of news. I don't know if I mentioned it before. Panera is coming to my neighborhood. Yes, Panera. The evil Panera. And I say evil because they're so insidiously good that I have a hard time resisting Panera. My lungs are still full of crud. I can feel it in there rattling around. I suspect walking was not the smartest thing I could have done this morning. But I need to keep moving. I need to keep to my schedule as much as I can. And I know I've talked about schedule as being one of the ways that I control my moods. Good morning. Jogger out this morning. Up and at him early. sky is looking nice this morning. Our squirrel problem will be addressed today, or at least quoted, multiple. They're entertaining the cats by climbing around in the walls, which is not necessarily terribly useful when the cats start jumping up against the wall to try to claw through it and get at them. So we called the local squirrel removal company. I'll be here this morning to quote the job. I don't know if they're actually going to do the job today or not. But they're doing an interesting approach, which is block the holes where squirrels come in, install a one-way door so that when they go out they can't get back. So that'll be good. That'll help greatly. The lung crap is not helping my thinking this morning. Or my breathing, probably. So I wonder if the government is actually going to get totally crazy and default. The rules change that surfaced over the weekend was disheartening, because it's clearly the case that at least some segment of Congress wants the government to fail. They want the government to default on its loans. They want to have something they can pin on President Obama. I hate to say it, but I think that's true. I think that's what's going on. I don't think it's got anything to do with budget or money or the millions of people who are being damaged by the Affordable Health Care Act. I have yet to see anybody who's been damaged by the Affordable Health Care Act. But I suppose we apparently elect the government we deserve. And we've been working for years to make the American public stupid enough to do just that. And apparently we've succeeded. Because this does not look good. It does not bode well. And yeah, I try not to talk politics, but it's kind of hard to. It's kind of hard to be walking along knowing that my livelihood depends on at least some people having a disposable income. To be able to buy my books. And I have no idea what that kind of economic upheaval is going to do to the economy. Particularly going into the winter. Going into the winter, it's very serious. That's the winter here in the Northern Hemisphere. Fall, going into winter. Could be a hard, cold winter for a lot of people. Yeah, this is probably not such a wise choice. I have to move, though. I have to get something moving. I can't just sit. And today I can't even sleep, because today, between the squirrel people and trips to school, assuming that I get home and find that the younger daughter actually goes back to school today after having missed almost a week, then I'll have to go back and pick her up again just about the time the squirrel people leave. So, yeah, no naps for me today. Because when we get back, then I'll have to worry about fixing dinner. I got a chicken I was going to roast yesterday. And on Saturday, I went to put it in the roasting pan yesterday, and it was still rock hard. I didn't realize it was quite so solidly frozen when I bought it. 24 hours in the fridge didn't thaw out one iota. Bit of a breeze here this morning. The wind in the trees seems to whisper to the leaves or something, I don't know. Anyway, here I am. I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. With any luck, I'll talk to you then.